Hello, I'm Don Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing this audio from my office on this Friday evening. To the world, welcome all of you to it now. I am involved praying and wrestling in the spirit with flattering divination or divine divination, all the same. Just divination or the Python spirit, all the same spirit. People love to flatter one another, tell people or one another how great they are, how beautiful they are, how intelligent they are, how nice they are to be around, how their children are the nicest children they've ever seen. All flattery, the spirit that got Jonah in trouble. Jonah, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12, it says there will be no more flattering divination among God's people. In 13, it says that women, through flattering divination, will keep one alive and want to kill the other, and to make the heart of the righteous sad. I've experienced about everything, but I'm not dead. They just hoped I would die. Some has even told me that I would die, looking me in the eye, and that Water of Life Ministries would be no more. Well, God opposed me. God orders my steps in His Word, and I don't intend to die. In August 2009, God told me I wouldn't die. There are spirits after me that wanted me dead, so they could go on and commit their wicked sins. Unreal. Because Isaiah 59 says, because I departed from evil, I'd made myself a prey. Is that not incredible? Just obey God. That's all I do. So, the last 2 days, I have decided that this divining spirit is not going to hinder me any longer. Oh, it's so cute how it hinders. And it's such a liar. Lying divination can't tell the truth. It's a lie. But let me tell you, it'll tell you, well, I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. I love you. All of those are lies. So I just don't pay any attention to this spirit. So I came on here tonight with Kathy Davidson, prophetess, seated to my left in my office at God's house. We just gave this piece of property to Water of Life Church of Plano, Inc. yesterday. And we're just living in a house that I owned for 12 years. But now it belongs to to Water Black Church and played a wing. What a blessing. Amen. Kathy D's here, and I'm here. And Kathy D's a prophetess. I'm a prophet and an apostle. And I walk as one with the authority of an apostle and prophet. She walks with the authority of a prophetess. Amen. Our prayers carry the authority of a prophetess and an apostle. And she probably will pray, but I most certainly will. And I think she will. You'll hear her chiming in the name of Jesus. And all we have to do is just speak Jesus. 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 The authority that was given to Jesus and located in Matthew 28, and he gave it to the apostles. That authority is in Jesus. 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 I'm doing this to give you some instructions, but I'm doing this to get you to pray with this audio. Pray Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. There's power in the name mixed with faith. Pray with us. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Amen. Well, I thank God for this opportunity and for the technology to do this audio from our office in Plano. You can play it over and over and over and pray with it. Jesus carries all the authority in heaven and earth. It was given to him by the Father. So we're going to close this audio for now, and I'll be praying, but you can listen to it as much as you will and pray, Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's authority in that name. John Davidson, Water of Life, Plano, Texas. Good night.